with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The swearing in of Venezuela's new interim president is a major political move after the U.S. capture of deposed President Nicolas Maduro.
Venezuela's new interim president, Delcy Rodriguez, who formerly served as vice president to Maduro, called for Venezuelans to come together.
Y la paz de la nación.
While also calling Maduro and his wife heroes.
De los héroes que tenemos de rehenes en los Estados Unidos de Norteamérica.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says that the United States will not govern Venezuela day to day, and Rodriguez has vowed to work with the Trump administration, saying that Venezuela is seeking respectful relations with the U.S. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The trial for a former officer accused of failing to protect children during the Uvalde school shooting is getting started.
Adrian Gonzalez was one of the first to arrive. He's charged with failing to protect children during the attack after authorities waited more than an hour to confront the gunman. Gonzalez is one of two law enforcement officers charged in the attack that killed 19 students and two teachers at Robb Elementary. Gonzalez's attorney has said his client tried to save children. Potential jurors were given a list of questions, asking what they knew about the law enforcement response, their impressions of what happened, as well as whether they contributed money to Uvalde victims. I'm Julie Walker.
The death toll and violence surrounding protests in Iran has risen to at least 35 people, as the demonstration showed no signs of stopping. The figure came from the U.S.-based Human Rights Activist News Agency, which said more than 1,200 people have been detained in the protests. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 594 points, the S&P advanced 43. This is SRN News. The new mayor of New York is moving quickly.
Zoran Mamdani promised to fix a lot of problems on the campaign trail, but his first priority seems to be eliminating all pro-Israel executive orders issued by his predecessor. In his first hours in office, Mamdani, New York's first Muslim mayor, has revoked orders that barred the city from joining the anti-Israel boycott, divest, sanctions movement and other directives by Eric Adams that aimed at curbing anti-Semitism. Michael Harrington reporting.
One Syrian police officer was killed and others wounded in a suicide bombing last week in the northern city of Aleppo. A patrol of the Internal Security Forces was attempting to detain the bomber when he detonated himself. A spokesman for the Syrian government says the attacker appeared to be trying to enter a Christian neighborhood containing a number of churches. Christian Syrians are in the minority. This is SRN News. A former Super Bowl champion joins the list of coaches fired on the NFL's Black Monday.
The Las Vegas Raiders have fired coach Pete Carroll after just 1 year. Carroll had high hopes, but the Raiders finished 3-14, including a 10-game losing streak. Owner Mark Davis and minority owner Tom Brady will work with general manager John Spytek to find a new coach. Elsewhere, the 5-12 Browns fired two-time AP NFL Coach of the Year Kevin Stefanski after 6 seasons. The 3-14 Cardinals fired coach Jonathan Gannon following a dismal third season. On Sunday, the 8-9 Falcons moved on from coach Raheem Morris after 2 seasons. I'm Geffen Coolball.
The rest of the NFL teams that didn't make it to the playoffs this season now try to figure out how to get back to them next season. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.